Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Vosmick moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Kahm moves to second. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Campbell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Campbell. Kahm scores. Myatt goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montague moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Levy scores. Schult moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Schult scores. Burns moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy bunts towards the mound. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Montague hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Myatt moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Montague moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Myatt scores. Montague scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Montague. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin is walked intentionally. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Com moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Montague bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Com scores. Myatt moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Sam Gray. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Cobb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Schult pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.